What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
If political elites want to break the law willy-nilly, they will be held accountable for all the violence and blood and rioting.
This is really, really unprecedented. People on the streets are shouting against the Supreme Leader. It's actually illegal to do that. People are imprisoned for doing that.
Many of our government's hardworking, patriotic public servants have long been denied basic rights for one simple reason. The people that they love are of the same sex.
Albert hits good pitches hard and bad pitches even harder when he gets in the batter's box. If you pray, then you start praying. And if you don't pray, you think about starting.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
You know, radio is last-minute business. It always is. Everything comes together at the very last minute. A little nervous here at Lutheran Public Radio because a guest that was supposed to be here wasn't able to make it here, and we're thinking, how does the second hour come together? And then, before the second hour begins, Jeff walks in the into the studio. He says, I need you to listen to this so you know how to respond when we go on the air. And I thought to myself, after hearing the comment I'm going to respond to here in just a moment, I could take the whole first 10 minutes responding to this comment. Why are we worried about filling airtime? We never need to. Here at Issues, etc., the subjects always fill them up for us, even when it's me responding to listener comments. One of the best things we're able to do, because radio is interactive, we're going to be responding to our comment line here for the first, just for the first 10 minutes. And then Father Daryl Fenton is going to join us to talk about the formation of a new Anglican province in North America. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, live this Wednesday afternoon, June the 24th, talkback@issuesetc.org. After we listen to the comment line, we'll discuss the formation of that Anglican province in North America, and then we'll talk with Colleen Carol Campbell about reality TV and John and Kate Plus 8. By the way, the Issues Etc. listener comment line is available for you to leave a comment, question, suggestion, criticism, compliment, whatever, 24/7. The number 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. We begin with a question about the phrase I often use, and I have recently used, the medium is the message.
Todd and Jeff, this is Brady Finnern from North Prairie, Wisconsin, and I'm calling in reference to yesterday's discussion concerning John and Kate Plus 8 and their marital difficulties. I found it interesting that your common statement was, the medium is the message. With this reasoning, you refer to the technology shaping the marriage and family life in John and Kate instead of the family shaping the show. And I was wondering how this relates back to Issues, Etc., and what you guys are always saying, old theology and new technology. You often criticize churches letting new technology, screens, PowerPoints, whatever it may be, and letting those things shape their theology. But most pastors would argue that the message hasn't changed, but only the technology. And the same way you guys are using new technology to get the message across, and the same way advocate that the message hasn't changed. I would argue that the message of the cross is not sacrificed by what you guys do as a show. Could you please explain to everyone, as even to myself, about what you do as a show to make sure that the medium is not the technology, but the theology of the cross? What kind of things are you doing to make sure that that happens? And that's all I wanted to know. Thanks, guys. I love the show. Thank you for pointing me to Christ and Him crucified and during the week, and wanted you to answer this question to all those who might think that you're being a hypocrite for what things you said yesterday. So God bless and happy anniversary.
It's a great question, Brady, and thank you very much. And thanks for listening out there. Okay, when I say the medium is the message, what I mean in a nutshell, I'm borrowing a phrase from Marshall McLuhan, who warned decades ago against the medium, the new media that are always available to us, not against the media themselves, but against the fact that the message will be shaped by the medium that is used to communicate it. When the medium begins to dictate what you say and do, there is the warning bell of the medium is the message. Now, first of all, let me respond. There are churches out there who do say we can use all the new technology however we want to, and it won't change the message at all. Message remains unchanged. We just change the technology we use to bring it. The proof is in the pudding. Go to those churches that are claiming to do this. The big screens, chancel drama, whatever they're doing. Interview-style church services, rock concert-style church services, the lights, the lasers, everything else. The proof is in the pudding. Go there. Compare it to the teachings, the preaching of classical, creedal, historic Christianity, and you will discover in almost each and every case, the medium has changed the message. Now, how can I say that and sit here behind this microphone surrounded by all this technology and somehow make the claim that the message that we proclaim isn't changed by the medium? Well, first of all, we're not a church. There's a huge difference between a Christian radio show and church on Sunday morning. A Christian radio show couldn't exist without a certain medium, that is radio, and in this case, also internet. He asks, what are you doing to keep that from happening, from the medium dictating what the message is? It's not so much what we do, it's what we don't do. There are a lot of things we could do with the technology that we consciously don't do with the technology. Someone contacted us some time back and said, look at your website. Why don't you make it more interactive? Well, that would be neat. That would be fun. But then the medium is dictating what we do. We're saying, well, we can do it, therefore we should do it. Not necessarily. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And what we found with Issues, etc., is a good formula for a radio program. And we want to keep it radio. Not necessarily terrestrial radio all the time, but also along with the internet. But if you listen, what we're trying to do is use that new technology to simply find another way to get the radio show to different people. The medium of radio does have certain constraints. There's no doubt about it. It's non-visual. It's run by a clock. The conversations that I have here on the air would be much longer if I didn't have a clock staring me in the face all day long. The medium does shape the message. But what we have to do is we have to say, recognize with eyes wide open what the constraints of the medium are, and then say, it cannot, it will never compromise the message. The message must always be sovereign and supreme. So if the medium says, you got to say this in 5 minutes, we find a way of saying that message in 5 minutes. Rather than saying, oh, we ran out of time, we couldn't get to Jesus. Sorry, that's the medium. This is why there are no Christian sitcoms. Or if there are, they're not funny. A sitcom says a laugh every 2.5 seconds. The camera shot's got to change every 3 seconds. And you really can't communicate the serious and weighty message of Christianity under the constraints of that particular medium. But the proof is in the pudding. Compare what is being proclaimed with historic Christianity. So we're not your church, and I'm not your pastor. This is just a radio program. We're trying to do it in the very best way we possibly can, and I'm glad you like the show, Brady. Next, a comment on what does Issues, et cetera, mean to you.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gaffert, and I live in Maple Grove, Minnesota. And I wanted to let you know what Issues, et cetera, means to me. Issues, et cetera, means to me, it means so much to me because it's helped me to know that I'm not alone. It's connected me to a larger community of faithful Christians who value sound Lutheran doctrine and historical liturgy, and that has brought great comfort and relief to me. I was beginning to fear that I was part of a very small and isolated remnant of the church, but it's so wonderful to know, to hear all the different guests and all the different listeners on the show and hear how they believe, teach, and confess the same things that I do. It's great to know that I'm not a crazed, wild-eyed, conservative Lutheran, as our synod leadership might call me, but a faithful confessor of our Lord. To me, Issues, etc., is someone who understands me and speaks the same language, we're on the same page. And it just makes me so happy and thankful to know that I'm not alone, but a member of a bigger, stronger, and more wonderful community of believers than I had ever imagined. Thank you, and never stop proclaiming Christ and Him crucified for our sins. Thanks. Bye.
Well, we won't. We won't stop. And thank you very much. It's one of the side benefits of being able to reach that many people, is that you are able to also in some way serve as a way of connecting those people with one another, our listeners. And we do dearly love all of our listeners. And if we can do that for you, along with making plain and simple and clear the central message of Christianity, of Christ's shed blood for each and every one of us sinners for our salvation, then that's a side benefit we happily receive. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening. We are asking that question, what does issues, etc. mean to you? And we're hoping for answers from our listeners. You can answer the question for us, and we do want to hear your answer. The Issues, Etc. comment line is open 24/7 for the answer to that question and any other comment you want to make as well, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Your answer to the question, what does Issues, Etc. mean to you? When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Father Daryl Fenton. He's canon for national and global missions for the Anglican Church in North America. Have you ever heard of it before? Well, it's brand new. In fact, they're holding their inaugural assembly in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're going to talk about the formation of this new Anglican province in North America after so much trouble in the Episcopal Church USA right after this break. It's Wednesday afternoon, June the 24th. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Then Colleen Carol Campbell will join us for the last half hour of the program. We'll get her take on John and Kate Plus 8 and reality TV. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks for everybody who comments at the comment line. We'll be right back. That it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues, Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Giggle Free Radio. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues, Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues, Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.
Village Lutheran Church in Ladue thanks God for His saving gift of faith through Christ and invites you to share in this gift by worshiping with us Sunday mornings at 8:15 or 10:45. We're conveniently located 1 mile west of the Galleria on Clayton Road. For more information, call 314-993-1834 or visit villagelutheranchurch.org. Village Lutheran Church, ordinary people loved by an extraordinary God. Villagelutheranchurch.org.